please. What a place for that being that nobody believes it exists.
With your host, Totally Not Muhammad. Hi, and welcome back to the Muhammad Minute. Folks, to recap again, if you're out there raging against cartoons, remember, there have been plenty of depictions of Muhammad over the centuries.
Been to the U.S. Supreme Court lately?
These cartoons weren't the first, and I'm sure they won't be the last. Don't forget, the Quran discourages images of Muhammad in order to prevent people from worshipping the image. Do you really think people were worshipping the Muhammad cartoons?
Roger Worley repeatedly ordering passenger Jerome Reese not to move before the 36-year-old appears to push his way out of the side door. The video appears to show Reed with his hands in front of him as he stands to get out of the car and is shot and killed by the two officers. Local activists say this was clearly excessive force.
Listen, you're tuned into the Furious George Show. We are cranking into some beats. Go to
Too many crazy things happening at once. Yeah, so as I was saying, this is the Furious George Show. We spotlight crazy different things all the time. Every Thursday, starting around 10, till we can't do it no more. So generally late. And sometimes the show happens to be offensive to some members. And also, we like to record our shows and put them up at furiousg.blogspot.com and other good stuff relating to Micropower Radio. Like this one here, WCOM LPFM, Chapel Carborough. We've been cranking here the Furious George Show for 10 years. And enjoying every minute of it. I'm furious!
To the pretext of stop and frisk. And I think many courts have found that this type of behavior is unacceptable and downright unconstitutional. When do we get to a place in our society where we stop doing this kind of thing, where we stop targeting young black men?
The other side is, why do you assume that only blacks wear hoodies? That is not true. That is not provable. Mm-hmm. So you are making a cultural decision.
Start by asking you about the most recent piece you penned concerning the Paris attacks. in which you write the terrorist attack in France that took place at this satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo, was not about free speech. It was not about radical Islam. It did not illustrate the fictitious class of civilizations. It was a harbinger of the emerging dystopia where the wretched of the earth, deprived of resources to survive, devoid of hope, brutally controlled, belittled and mocked by the privileged who live in the splendor of indolence in the industrial West, lash out in nihilistic fury. Chris, how was this attack about the global dispossessed?
Well, let's take the life of a young Muslim male in a refugee camp, for instance, in Gaza, where he's, of course, trapped. Gaza's a vast open-air prison run by the Israeli government, sleeping 10 to a floor. The water is rancid, so he has to walk blocks through the muddy alleys of the refugee camp to get drinkable water. Hunger and even malnourishment is rampant. He's lining up for food. There's no employment. He has no possibility of marriage. The only thing that holds together his life, living on $1 a day, if that, is that call to prayer 5 times a day. The only thing that gives him any kind of dignity or self-worth is his identity as a Muslim. And when we see privileged journalists, or satirists, whatever, in the industrial North mocking that which is all these people have to hold on to, I think it illustrates the vast misunderstanding and divide that exists between the wealthy elite of the world and over half of the world's population.
Towards a race or class of people while advocating ethnic solidarity instead of the treatment of pupils as individuals as determined by law. I didn't make that up. I wanted to, but I don't have the education. Anyway, so there's a lawsuit that's going to go forth to overturn the law in Arizona in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this month. Now, the superintendent is an idiot. I said it. Nino Vino said it. You can put that on tape. You're an idiot. The reason is because you don't understand hip-hop. You understand hip-hop brings people together. Yeah, I mean, Kool and the Gang. Look at them. They were like hip-hop. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Thank you. future. Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cost you fairly lyrics, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. What a way to make a living. Sisters to the rip and fill my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst, cut. For a revolution.
Dinar and pay a $60,000 fine if you wear the niqab or the burqa publicly. That is the traditional headscarf, and niqab is the veil which just has the eye slit. You are arrested. You have to pay a $200 fine and do community service. You're not allowed to wear a hijab, which is just a headscarf, into hospitals, government buildings. The Holocaust is taught in the French school system, and yet the War of Independence on the part of Algeria, the former French colony, where estimates are as high as 1.5 million Algerians died, horrible abuses and atrocities, is not taught at all. And so Muslims are told, and France is an extremely racist country. I mean, I've watched the French police pull North Africans off of the Paris metro and beat them on the platform. Constant identity checks, and they're trapped out in these ghettos, these banlieues, where they're kind of Stalinist housing projects, segregated from the rest, whether that's in Lyon or Marseille or anywhere else. So the message to Muslims is clear. Your history, your traditions, your culture don't matter.
Celebrate, brought people together, man. That's what you're planning, all the weddings, graduations, like precursor to hip hop. Anyway, I digress. Arizona has had a problem historically with the blacks and the browns in the state. Yes. Now, if you remember not too long ago, Chuck D and Public Enemy wrote a song called By the Time I Get to Arizona, which dealt with the fact that Arizona did not want to recognize Martin Luther King Day as a holiday. They just said it's just a day like everybody else, so why don't you go to work, get some jobs, right? We'll just celebrate Columbus Day.
Tell me, 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 t
who grow up in these banlieues, in these impoverished housing projects, have had their identity stripped from them. The French do not consider them French, and when they go back to Algeria, or Tunis, or Morocco, you know, where they may have been born and lived briefly, they're alien outcasts. And so they become prey for these radical groups that prey on their despair, their loss of identity. And that's no different from any kind of binary group, whether it's the Red Brigades or the old fascist or communist party. So it's not anything endemic to Islam or the Quran. It's a response that's bred out of dispossession, poverty, aimlessness, and despair.
Problem.
historically with the blacks. Historically.
Haitians.
Like, precursor to hip-hop. Anyway, I digress. Arizona has had a problem historically with the blacks and the browns in the state. Yes. Now, if you remember not too long ago, Chuck D and Public Enemy wrote a song called By the Time I Get to Arizona, which dealt with the fact that Arizona did not want to recognize Martin Luther King Day as a holiday.
I am a racist. I am a supporter of the KKK. That I am against civil rights. All because I oppose the Martin Luther King holiday. But I am opposed to the holiday, and I will stay opposed to it as long as I am in office. And as long as there are city officials that agree with me, there will be no holiday in this state.
This is Mr. Soldier. Public Enemy, security of the first world, and all aligned forces are traveling west to head off a white supremacist scheme destroying the national celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Public Enemy believes that the powers that be in the states of New Hampshire and Arizona have found psychological discomfort.
Shaking the structure, bringing down a Babylon. Hearing the circle to make it hard.
the part I need it now, more than ever now. Who's sitting on my freedom oppressor? People beater, a piece of the pick. We picked a piece of the land we're serving now. Reparation, a piece of the nation. Damn, we got the nerve. Another nigga they saying classified. We want too much. My people plus the nine is mine. Don't think I even double touch. Here's the problem. My attitude is here. I'm hanging high. I'm blowing up in 90s. Started ticking in 86. When the pine get a mind, better stop fearing while we singing now. There will be the day we know who's down and who will go. Go, 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 go. By the time I get to Arizona.
Marches calling for justice and the officer's identity.
CBS 5's Jonathan Lowe asked, now that they have it, what's next? He's live with a straight story. Jonathan.
Good evening, Scene and Kath. Phoenix police a week ago today at this time had swarmed the cobblestone apartment complex here behind me. An officer had just shot and killed 34-year-old Romaine Brisbane. In the days following that shooting, protesters have wanted that officer's name, even leveling threats to protest outside of his home. Activists are calling it a win.
Tonight is a march of hope to celebrate a very minor victory.
After initially saying they had no plans to do so, Phoenix police officials this afternoon identified the officer who fatally shot unarmed Romaine Brisbane as Mark Ryan, a patrol officer with the Black Mountain Precinct.
video from the night of December 30th has triggered much controversy in this South Jersey town. It shows Bridgeton officers Brahim Days and Roger Worley repeatedly ordering passenger Jerome Reed not to move before the 36-year-old appears to push his way out of the side door. The video appears to show Reed with his hands in front of him as he stands to get out of the car and is shot and killed by the two officers.
This is about the pretext for being able to stop young African-American males. Hoodie is code for thug in many places.
It's just a day like everybody else, so why don't you go to work, get some jobs, right?
To celebrate Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm. So there was a problem, and it finally got it passed, eventually. So that was one problem. They wrote a song about it. Go like this.
They deserve a victory for a king.
In office, he prohibited Mexican American studies again, but this time he included African American studies into the ban. He cited lyrics by KRS-One and Rage Against the Machine as evidence that, quote, the courses promote the overthrow of the government, end quote. I've included a link to the news story below.
Break it down. Oh, shit.
words in front of the class, but the lesson plan he can't recall. The student's eyes don't perceive the lies bouncing off every fucking wall. Closure is well kept, I guess he fears playing the fool. The place the students sit and listen to that bullshit that he'd learned in school. Europe ain't my rope to swing on. Can't learn a thing from it, yeah, we hang from it.
American studies into the bag. He cited lyrics by KRS-One and Rage Against the Machine as evidence that, quote, the courses promote the overthrow of the government, end quote. I've included a link to the news story.
There will be no holiday in this state.
This is Sister Soldier. Public Enemy, Security of the First World, and all aligned forces are traveling west.
Just promote the overthrow of the government, end quote.
Original. Hey, this is Furious George, Dr. Furious, Furious George Show, where we spin every Thursday night to something that irritates us or builds the fury. And tonight happens to be the crazy parallels between Arizona and France right now. I'll let you pull those pieces together. For everyone else who doesn't see maybe how crazy it is out there, I encourage you to do, you know, open your eyes a little bit. It's even here in downtown Carrboro and Chapel Hill, folks, there's a lot more we can do. In fact, I was marching down Franklin Street with my family, my little kids, and my wife, and we were protesting pretty hardcore on Monday during the... We had some cool chants for freedom going. So I'd like to see a whole lot more of those kind of things happen in downtown Carrboro, Chapel Hill, especially on Martin Luther King Day. And all the other craziness that's been going on. So we're going to keep spinning some more music. Keep doing what we do here at Low Power FM Radio. WCOM-LP. Chapel Hill Carrboro FM. LRAD. Yeah, we've got some cool, crazy recordings from the New York protests. We've been spotlighting the protests in Arizona, but also in New York, and somebody just got shot with his hands up in New Jersey today. And, of course, you know, the violence in the world, whether it's in Afghanistan or Paris, it's all the same violence. So we're just, we're talking about it here. And, of course, Arizona made it easy this week by outlawing hip-hop and KRS-One and odor of smoke in the basement. And we also have thrown in the Public Enemy song and the Rage Against the Machine. That's what we do here at the Furious George Show. as part of the whole experience of spotlighting craziness and playing some crazy cool beats. If you want to learn more about the beats, don't delay. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You'll learn about the different stuff we played, including local stuff here, or at least relatively local, from Two Fresh Beats in Asheville. And we also had lots of goodness from DJ Nobody. And there in the background is DJ Take. And played lots of Flying Lotus and other good stuff. So, hey, I'm Furious George. Do it every Thursday. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. We've been doing it here at WCOM for 10 years now. And yours truly, Furious, has been doing Micropower Radio for about 17 or 18 years. So if you want to learn more about the old school shows, like I said, go to furiousg.blogspot. If you can, please do go to WCOMFM.org and help out the station. Support this great thing that we've got going down here in Carrboro, Chapel Hill. So thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm Furious.
One DJ. sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast.
We'll be right back.